Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Now, back to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Look at that, Tony. Replace Mercurio.
I can't feel those shoes. I can't feel it. I haven't met Paul McCartney. Okay. Yeah. I met Paul down the street, but I've never met him.
You met Paul Mercurio. Yeah. All right. He went and did some TV. Paul's at the Funny Bone this weekend, along with our buddies Sean Gannett and Sean O'Brien, who's still in the studio with us.
Dueling Sean.
Dueling Sean.
You guys survived with Greg Warren yesterday?
We love Warren. Yeah. You know that. Old buds with the old Dick Harp.
Yeah.
Yeah, Gannett ruined the bit, by the way.
No, here's the thing.
Yeah.
Here's what Warren didn't tell you about.
Ran during the appetizer. We just heard it this morning, right? 5:30.
He didn't get you up to speed on the character, did he?
No. But here's the thing. I kind of figured that loosely. And I was
old coach voice, basically.
Yeah, yeah. But I was kind of playing along like as an ignorant guy.
I know you were.
But then when Warren harped on me like, oh, thanks for ruining it.
Right, right.
Now see, as an improviser, improvised commie, like what I do in L.A.,
right.
As improvising performers, when an improviser says, hey, don't do that, what they're telling you is keep doing that.
yeah. That's true.
So when Warren said that, I'm like, bet. I'm going to ruin your thing.
Yeah.
I'm going to do it now. Whether you like it or not, now I'm going to ruin it.
Now I'm going to ruin it.
It's that.
Oh, yeah. It's the same thing.
If you're going to get accused of something, might as well
go all out. Oh, you're right. Yeah. Right. Some guy called me an a-hole on Twitter yesterday. And, well, he called us all a-holes, but he was assuming it was me. And I was
like, he was right.
Cool. Yeah. That means I'm going to double down.
Right.
And I doubled down.
Yeah, do the thing then.
Yeah, do the thing.
If somebody sends us an email and says, that sound effect really annoys me, never ever play that again, guess what we do?
Yeah. You play it again.
Yeah, I don't care.
And again.
I agree with you.
That ruining the bit is one of your best bits, Sean.
Yeah, it is.
You're a professional at that.
It is something I do take pride
in. Greg was crying about it.
Yeah,
it's like, Gannan, 20-year pro of improv, comes in. I go, you know what? I'm on Sean's side. It's a stupid bit. Yeah. Then he got mad at me. He's like, what do you know, you open micer? Now he takes it to the stage with me.
But to tell you what a mental case Greg Warren is... right after radio, this is how bothered he was. He calls O'Brien to complain about me.
Yeah,
and then you took my side.
That's what I'm saying. I was like, hey, man, you know what? Seeing both sides, I think Sean's in the right. The joke's pretty weak, and next time you got to step it up on
the air. Nobody ever wants to hear that. Gannett's right.
And then so he started giving you crap.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So now he's like, you're really siding with that four-eyed goggle freak. He's only here because Colleen loves him because she feels sorry for him.
Whoa, wait, what? I didn't hear that.
Loves him like a son type thing, like he was doing that whole thing. And I go, hey, Greg, you know what? Next time when you go on the show, you got to step up the bits. I mean, a lot of people are listening. You can't just come in there.
He
with
doesn't do Dick Harp on stage. It's kind of our fault, the Dick Harp.
And he hung up on me.
So. Yeah.
And flew back to St. Louis. Screw you guys. Screw you guys.
You and your dumb ear.
Greg, what do you got? You've been quiet for a while.
Yes, I have.
Rightly so.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Rightly so.
Yeah. They've
been going out every break and getting stoned.
Right. Absolutely.
Pretty much.
Well, most of them.
Mm-hmm.
It was on this date in 1791. You might remember where you were when the first 10 amendments to the U.S. Constitution went into effect, or the Bill of Rights.
And Roy Moore didn't agree with the next 27.
Right, he wanted to get rid of...
the rest of them, since 10.
Anything after 10.
Anything after 10, which is the original 10, right?
Well, guess what? We got rid of Roy Moore.
Thank you. Thank you. Although, did you see his
speech? For a minute.
Online.
You think that guy's coming back?
No, I don't think so. No. Republicans don't come back.
There's another election in 2 years.
Yeah, but it won't be him. It won't be him.
I think he's done.
There'll be a normal Republican that'll win that seat. But the fact is, have you seen...
Yeah, that's what they grow in Alabama, normal Republicans.
Yeah, good point.
If he comes back, then Franken comes back.
Well, he ain't coming back.
I know.
Well, did you see his audio? He does a little... It's great. It's pretty sad to watch. He's not giving up.
No,
and he still thinks
he's fighting it.
He still thinks God's he's fighting it. Right. God and God has taken everybody down. This we have to fight this. And he blames Republicans and Democrats. I'm on the side of righteous. I'm paraphrasing a lot of this, but it's just so sad.
Yeah, yeah.
And everybody just abused him. You know, Republicans are saying, "Go home." You know.
Yeah.
Teach horseback riding to 14-year-old girls.
Yeah. I saw one of the best political cartoons, and it nails it on the head. It's America, like doing the limbo.
Mm-hmm.
But the bar is so low. And I'm like, wow.
And
people are celebrating. Like, yay, we did. Yeah, we didn't elect a pedophile. Yeah, you shouldn't.
Yeah, I know.
Why? It's like that Chris
Rock. Bar was so low, we didn't arrest a credibly accused pedophile. That's the best.
It's like Chris Rock joke. Yeah. I take care of my kids. Right. You should take care. You're the dad.
Yeah. Yeah.
You shouldn't elect pedophiles.
Yeah, I've never been to prison. You're not supposed to. Why is this a brag? Yeah, that's great Chris Rock joke.
Right, yeah, it is.
Good Bill of Rights conversation, Craig.
Thank you. Man, that's a party starter. Real, what do you think about those Bill of Rights? Tap that keg. Right. Talk about the Bill of Rights.
Yeah.
Get some blow.
Yeah.
Hookers.
Apparently, and I was not aware of this, but this is not that new. If you own a virtual reality headset and you use it to watch the porn, there is a product called O-Roma.
Does that work, Puss?
It's a mask that connects to your virtual reality headset that allows you to smell
the stank.
The sex happening on screen.
It puts the stank in.
Yeah. Don't let all the stank out, man. Yeah, you can't let
the
stank
out. Wasn't
there
some sketch called Stankavision where they had
booties? Like, just start cooking some fish or something like that. And
they don't all
smell like fish. You're right. Yeah. They don't. But so is it Love's Baby Soft and Sweat?
That's an important part of the whole experience.
Yeah.
Is the stank.
I'm with you on that.
It's a very primal.
But there's also good primal stank, and then what I just said about the fish.
Over 30 different sex related scents are available.
Good primal stank.
Including private parts, panties, body odor,
pubes. That's private parts.
I like to know what the names of them are.
So far, private parts, panties, and body odor.
In the morning.
And whoops, that was me.
How are they packaged?
Whoops.
Is it in a little tin and you put it under your nose? It goes in. No, there's the. This attaches to the headset, and it's just some sort of liquid that you put into the dispenser somehow.
What does shame smell like?
I don't know.
Yeah, you're asking me like you don't know.
Probably smells
like this room.
It probably smells like a virtual reality porn helmet.
Thank you. What about steamer? What's that smell like?
Do you not think virtual reality porn is going to become a billion-dollar business?
Yes. Oh,
absolutely.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. I think so.
Yes. In a heartbeat.
Yes.
Yeah.
In a heartbeat, that's going to be. And I'd be the first one with those goggles on if I was 60,
oh my goodness.
16 or 26 or whatever, 56, whatever.
Yeah.
I literally would be the first person with those goggles on of a kid coming of age. But the fact about that is, there was a great, we both watched that little Netflix special, comedy special called, the series called Love.
Yeah.
And he makes a funny line in the beginning of that movie, which is kind of sad a lot, because you and I grew up with a magazine. I'm not saying I'm old school, but now believe me, I love porn. We all like porn. But I didn't grow up with porn on my phone.
Right.
And he says, this guy's younger than news guys, the guys in this show. He goes, he really wasn't that sexually active. He goes, because once he got sick, he was a geek in high school. Then once he got to college, he said, I had porn in college. So he makes, and he says it matter-of-factly. I'm thinking there's a lot of people like that. When we wanted sex in college, we had to go find sex.
And you get it.
Now, I'm not saying you didn't masturbate. I'm just saying we didn't have.
It wasn't as accessible.
Accessible as it is now. Porn helmets might keep guys from getting sex forever.
Yeah.
If you're wearing a virtual reality, if it's that real.
But,
and is it real? Is it like having a real woman? But think about it, though. Those goggles, if they're that real, it could change a lot of dudes, their whole lives. Yeah. They might not have any context of talking to women or trying to get laid.
Maybe it'll prevent a creep from showing up.
I was just going to say,
maybe it might help that.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, hey, this guy without his stupid helmet might go out in society. Actually,
that's true.
Is it like the same logic as first-person shooter games? Hey, get it all out in the game.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true.
But yeah, I mean, I'm with these guys. Like, Our only move was in the 80s. We would watch it like on Spice Channel Scrambled.
Yeah, and you would
be like, there's a leg. Yeah. There's a, I got a leg.
But even that is innocent. That is innocent.
Yeah. Like, I know what that leg leads to.
The 80s and 90s are innocent times, too, yes. because VHS tapes were existing, but you didn't have the access like you do.
I was talking to a buddy.
Or DVD tapes, whatever.
Like, as a kid, and it reminds me of the porn we had as kids, like walking to school. I don't know about you guys, but how many times have you seen, like, just a page torn from, like, a Hustler?
Oh, yeah.
And it's blown up against the fence. You're like, what's that?
Yes.
And you keep it.
And as a kid, you pick it up and put it in your pocket.
And you keep it.
Because you don't know not to touch that thing.
Yeah. Todd will tell you this. Is it our age group, and Craig remembers these, is Sears catalog underwear.
Yes.
Yeah. Underwear photos.
Yeah. And
you guys aren't that much younger. You're younger than us, but just a girl in her underwear in a magazine was enough.
Yep, right. Yep.
You know, and it seemed more innocent, I think, probably better. I mean, the whole thing. Yeah. The floodgates are open. It ain't going to stop.
Right.
I'm just saying the kids
wait to get to the outhouse with the corn cob. To look at the Sears catalog.
Yeah.
Why is there a corn cob in there?
To each his own. Back when we grew up, didn't everybody have an outhouse with a corn cob?
No, that's what it sounds like. But I'm just saying, Brian's right, Sean's right here, the 80s and the 90s are also innocent times compared to now.
But it's like, right now, we're a bunch of, we sound like old guys back in our day, but that's like a time that will never happen again like that.
For kids.
Yeah.
There's porn helmets.
Yeah, right.
With dents inside, for some reason. Yeah.
You kids porn helmets that will smell.
Yeah.
Oh.
That will smell like shame and sex.
Well, it might smell worse than that.
Desperation.
Well, if you push the steamer button like Tony has.
Let me bring in Luke here.
And a half-toed Luke.
Hey, man.
Luke's
good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
I would like to order the aroma of a homeless hooker that's been with 10 guys already.
Coming right up.
A homeless hooker. That's wrong.
With 10 guys.
10 guys.
Wow.
Is that on there? Because he's got a fetish.
It would seem. So at Mike.com,
homeless hooker... Who has been with less than 10 guys.
That's true.
That's not available.
So at Mike.com.
I think he meant the same night. He meant the smell of the same night.
Of that day.
Yeah.
I was going to say, 10's not a good number for a hooker.
No.
Like, wow. It's like an Uber driver that is picked
two
up.
Stars.
Yeah, you're like, I don't know if I want to spend money on you.
I want to know what kind of neighborhood Gannad grew up in where pages of Hustler were blown up against the fence.
Yeah, well, just like walking to school, you'd just see like...
It was Cleveland,
Did they fall out of your bag?
No, it went into my bag. Taking it. And
it was Cleveland.
Yeah. Right, because that never happened to me in Rugby, North Dakota.
No, well, he grew up in the city.
Yeah.
And you didn't. You didn't.
Yeah, mean streets of Cleveland.
That's right. You had corn cobs brushed up against the... The fence.
Let's not talk about where the corn cob was.
It was wheat.
Yeah.
A lot of wheat.
It was wheat.
At Mike.com, Cam Soda sent them one of the scents that were available. That one was called Private Parts. And so they had several people do a blind sniff test on the Private Parts spray. And a couple of people guessed correctly, vagina. But the other guesses include, but are not limited to...
Carol.
A musty book, like dirty socks,
musty book.
Baby powder with floral notes, wet dog, chocolate, it smells old, soap, a natural health food store, maybe baby's butts, swamp crotch, rotting fish, mildew, cod liver oil... and the old apartment I had in San Francisco.
First of all, if the guy requests wet dog, run.
Yes.
Well, no one did request that.
Okay, yeah.
They were just asked, what does this smell like?
All right.
Wet. Wow.
Tony?
Yeah.
I'm not hanging out with the baby butt guy.
No. Once he says that, you're like, I'm
wet
out.
Wet dog and baby butt in the morning. Done, that's a great show.
If you're going for...
How about that? How about that guy?
If you're going for private parts and somebody says wet dog, it's back to the drawing board.
Yeah.
You missed.
Yeah,
Whose private parts are you stinking? That's a good point.
Yeah.
Well, my dog smells like that. when it's wet.
Okay,
around
trash
the private
that
area. All right, exactly. You can be escorted out.
Where do you get these? Are porn stores still a thing? Does that still exist? Where
porn,
you
yes.
walk in?
Oh yeah,
adult
oh, yeah.
Play, like
yeah.
Yeah.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
Yeah, because
be
there's a lot of toys in there now, and also still and full length videos.
But they're like
supposed
yeah.
to tell you that.
But they're mostly now in vape shops too.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Porn.
All is vape slash porn in California.
All, yeah, it's okay. Like the, you want this, you might like this.
Got it.
You want to put your mouth on this? Hey, it's like when you watch a movie like or Amazon, you're like, you might like this too. Yeah. People also viewed this.
That's true.
Yeah. Right.
That's Amazon
right.
does that.
Where you get your yeah. ball gag and your
yeah.
gimp mask,
yeah,
yeah.
your spike collar.
Hey, if you like a spike collar, you, here's
yeah. I've done that.
Here's, here's that, Harvey Weinstein.
I started watching. I started watching a little bit of a documentary. I lost interest in the backswing about it was because I didn't know it was a British documentary, which made it worse because the people were not good looking. But it was basically about swingers. And I clicked on the documentary and I got about 15 minutes in. It was a British swingers and everybody had no teeth and,
yeah.
and they were nasty.
Yeah.
So I stopped it. But Netflix said, "Hey, if you like this, yeah, you like." That I'm thinking, geez,
right? What do you think I like? But then you watch it,
and you watch it anyway.
But that reminds
how
me
about that. If you don't want to leave the house, Sean, they do have ball gags on Amazon.
Yeah, I know. I can't be embarrassed in right. public.
My favorite one is silicone mouth ball gag for beginners.
Oh, you don't want to just jump in anything.
Yeah, oh yeah, yeah.
Well, it's
gotta,
probably a smaller
take
ball.
A slow.
Yeah, yeah, it is.
It's small.
You
want to
get
yeah.
lockjaw with that thing?
Oh. Oh, there's one you can breathe through. Wow. The variety's incredible.
Yeah,
surprised people don't send them to their buddies.
That reminds me, like, years ago, do you guys remember when Adam Ferrara was here?
Yeah.
He and I...
You and him and our little person buddy, Brian, all went to a swingers
thing. We went
thing.
To a, yeah. at a hotel, yeah. and it was creepy.
Yeah, you told us. Yeah, we sent you guys to
it. It smelled like wet dog.
Yeah. It smelled like everything that Craig said. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Baby butt. Smelled a little bit about
it. Smelled like
butt.
Desperation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Black guy took your space there. He got up pretty quick, though.
Yeah,
right?
I'm not sitting on this chair. It's got Jerry Curl on it.
He's got no hair. What are you talking about? Jerry
it's like
curl.
Coming wow. to America when Eric LaSalle gets up off the couch.
That's funny.
Soul glow?
So we were talking. This is right up your alley. We were talking old men rubbing
yeah.
each other. No, we were talking about.
Well, kind
we're,
of.
Actually, we're talking about porn and porn helmets and all this weird stuff and how we grew up with magazines and maybe some VHS eventually and even Sears catalog, for Christ's sakes. But that's how we're talking about.
So I remember my first Playboy that I saw was 12. Lived in a neighborhood with tenement houses, and this one house had, you know, they have that lattice that goes around.
Right.
There's little holes in it. Mm-hmm. And you could pull the lattice out, and one of the older kids in the neighborhood had a Playboy. He'd go, "You want to see this?" And he'd pull it out.
Right.
He'd pull the lattice out, reach under, pull the thing out from under the house. And it was, I'll never forget, it was a brunette woman with long hair, side shot, and she was holding a gourd in her hand.
Yeah, okay.
Like a wart.
Still in the spank bank?
Yeah. That was my first
well,
song.
You know, my dad had Playboys in the sock drawer. And I remember going into my parents' room with a buddy of mine, and we're probably similar age, maybe even 11. And we pulled out the magazine, and it was daylight, middle of the afternoon. But my mom didn't work, so she was around the house, so we'll find out why here in a second. So
no.
He opens up the centerfold and has it laying on the bed. And so my buddy, we're just kids, he's screwing around, so he just jumps on it. And he's on it, he's laying on it, and the door opens. What are you guys doing in here? So literally, and by the way, my best friend at the time, his name's Todd, actually it was a guy named Todd. He gets up, and we laugh, but Todd's the one laying on it.
And so
it's like, "Mike, Todd, get out of there." And then we laughed, and I remember that. Like,
and then your dad caught hell that evening.
I just remember, because I mean, he's laying on
it. Damn it,
so,
Jerry, I told you, let's hide those magazines.
I just love that.
Todd
see, that's
Mike.
Innocent. That's innocent.
Yeah,
now you're going to walk in, your kid's going to have a porn helmet on,
yeah.
Your kid's 15,
yeah.
And just going to town.
Right,
with,
exactly.
With the shaggy dog aroma smell.
Right, right. Yeah.
Rubbing things all different ways.
I know.
Both hands.
Right.
Craig will walk into the studio, "Mike, Todd, what are you doing? You're not doing it right.
Get off of Todd."
So the innocence is gone. You know, my son's 13. Your son's 15. My son's a pretty much a grown man, 13. So
oh,
I
my
think
God.
The doors are closed a lot in his room anymore.
Yeah,
so I knock, and I tell my wife, "You got to knock.
Yes.
You just got to knock."
Yeah.
My
I
wife,
said, "You don't want to see something."
My wife wants me to talk to him about masturbating.
Yeah.
I mean, what do you want me to talk to him about?
He's done it. He's 15.
He's done it.
He'll figure it out.
Yeah.
I just do it in front of him.
He probably,
I'd rather have him learn it from me than a total stranger.
You should call it old Uncle Arthur. Show him how to.
You want to finish up on a good 3-hour callback?
No, because we can't take a phone call. We're running late. Remember,
yell at us. Just about any email and something from you.
Got it.
Ready to go.
Yep.
Jim writes, I remember when Primal Stank opened for Nazareth.
Yeah, there you go. three-hour callback to... Some people in the room don't get. All right.
That's good.
All right. Paul Mercurio, like FunnyBoneOmaha.com. This is your buddy Paul this weekend. Two shows tonight, two tomorrow, and one on Sunday. It's a great show. Sean Gaudet's your feature, and Sean O'Brien is your MC. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
All right. Go see him this weekend. Oh, you can follow Paul on at Paul Mercurio, and you tweet to Sean.
Yeah,
right?
Sean Gaudet. Yeah,
and O'Brien,
it's terrible. Stay away from him.
And you tweet too?
Yep. Right.
And the podcast is on iTunes, the Paul Mercurio Show.
All right. Yeah. And so follow Paul. And around the country, you can find you.
Yeah. All that. On my tour schedule's up.
Cool. See you on Monday. Have a great weekend. Go see Paul this weekend.
The Todd and Tyler Radio Empire is copyright 2017 Scripps Media. All rights reserved.